I wanna tell y'all a true life story about a young girl who lost all hope and lived in sorrow. But the message here is, Christ is the only right person to follow. And behind every glory, there is a great story. Now listen good. Yeah. Every day that break is unveiling the bad news, because the world we're leaving is leaving in sad mood. And all we think about is eating others junk food. Oh God, please help us, cause we are coming from the wrong route. Now I talk about a lady from the southwest. She was a baby when she lost all that she had left. Her life was crazy and she couldn't feed without stealing. And when she was caught, she was sent to serve time in prison. 5 years in hard labor is a bad favor. She never prayed about anything but God's mercy. And when grace found her, she was bailed out. And then she told God, I just want to die now. I have nothing left, I'm just by myself. And if you don't take me now, you should never try. Cause I'm going my way, you've driven me insane. And then she turned back, said it cost me the devil. And she had no regrets, she covered all her tracks. She never thought about the worst that can happen next. Her mind was set to do anything to live well. She never knew her riches is not living in hell. But God was watching in the heavens and it said nothing. And that made her to be the leader of a strong cult. She never killed, but she always took hard drugs. And then a day came, she never knew her heart would stop. Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seems right to a man, but at the end thereof are the ways of death. Live a simple life, else you may miss eternal life. Just know, there is nothing in this world worth dying for. True. She saw herself in a world that she never knew. And then her clothes were so shining like a brand new. She took a walk around the city called Beautiful. And for the first time her face wore a bright smile. She was astonished with the things that her eyes saw. And then she felt bad when she knew she did wrong. The devil was aside waiting for the right time, that she would come close so he'll take her by the hand. But Jesus intervened and held her by her right hand. She was so glad and he took her to the other side. He said to her, daughter, you are not to die now. You must fulfill that which you are destined to. And then she asked him, why couldn't you answer me? When I was all in pain, you never did comfort me. And then he laughed and he told her that I love you, and I will never do anything to hurt you. Remember when you had nothing, I was there for you. Despite you never noticed me, I still cared for you. You sleep and wake up in the morning, that's because of me. And even in your hard times, I do comfort you. For all your unseen battles, that is where I fight for you. And even when you disobeyed me, I overlooked. For all the things I did for you, you never say thanks. But still, I always cover you like my mistress. And then she fell to the ground and she said, please forgive me, Lord, for I know now that I have sinned. And even if I go back, I will know this, that you love me so much, more than I can think. And when she woke up, she felt like it was all a dream. Until she noticed she was laying at the mortuary. She screamed and no one heard her. She walked from where they kept her. And when they saw her, they all freaked out and made a run. And all she did was to thank God for a second chance. She went out to the streets, sharing the love of God. This is a warning to all those who practice the bad. I'm not trying to judge you, what I say is a fact. Cause if you think you can make it without Jesus Christ, I tell you it's a lie, cause I have tried it twice. And then I realized it made me not to feel right. The story here is real, that is what I reveal. You think your case is worse, but it's the least of course. Cause when you step out of your house, you see the worst. So why not chill for a second, let your God lead. And just believe that with him you would never bleed. Remember all the blood he shed on Calvary. That is the reason we will live for all eternity. The price he paid is to set us free from poverty. So why can't we rely on him as our everything? I want to thank God that some of you have gotten the message. But living with the consciousness of this world is not my home, is the ultimate. Mind you, God created this world good, but the devil made it bad. But he has created another better world for me and for you. Thank you all for listening. It's your boy, this is Rap On. God bless y'all.